Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Lee Cantor here with Stone Payton, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio, and this is going to be a good one, Stone. I can tell by the energy in the room.
I can, too. We've had a lot of fun before going on air. These two ladies are going to be an absolute delight to visit with, and they have some important and exciting news about an upcoming event. Please join me in welcoming to the broadcast owner of Celeste Johnson International, cleverly named Celeste Johnson, and also president and chief visionary with Wind Enterprises, Miss Linda Wind. Welcome to you both.
Good morning. Stone and Lee. Yes.
Well, Linda, why don't we start with you and share a little bit about Wind Enterprises?
Yes. Wind Enterprises started actually as Possible Woman Enterprises here in Atlanta, Georgia, when I moved from Dallas, Texas to Atlanta, Georgia. And I had lived in corporate America for 20 years, working for IBM, Sharp Electronics, lots of small companies that taught me a lot in many ways about how some businesses should not be run. And that was at a time where there were so many women in the business world, but not women at high levels. And for example, with Sharp, when I ended my relationship with them, I was the highest ranking woman in the company, and there were only two of us.
Wow.
So it.
And how many people were in the company about?
Oh, Sharp Electronics, multinational.
Right.
Well, I worked here in the U.S., and I was an area manager and then national sales manager. So, goodness, our team was probably 1,000 in the major account program, and we sold everything from copiers to fax machines, et cetera. So
dramatically underrepresented.
Underrepresented. It was just amazing how women were thought of in a Japanese company, but that's a whole other subject. came to Atlanta, and I met Dr. Betty Siegel. Well, here I was at a meeting for the Atlanta Women's Network. New to Georgia. Here I thought I moved in the heart of Atlanta, Alpharetta, Georgia, and discovered that I had to drive 45 minutes to an hour to get anywhere. It was amazing. Anyway, so I met Betty Siegel, and I went up to her afterward, and I said, I'm thinking about doing a cruise for women. Would you be my keynote speaker? And I told her I was from Texas, and she said, as Betty, only Betty can do, I love Texas women. And we immediately hit it off. And I'm sure she said yes because she thought I'd never, ever do a cruise. I did. She was there. And the whole thing was kicked off. We were written up in the Wall Street Journal, the Boston Plain Dealer. Did I get that right? Cleveland Plain Dealer. Just national magazines. And that was how it all started. Then I went to work for Betty at Kennesaw as director of the Center for Women's Programs. I kicked off their Center for Women's Programs there. And while I was doing it, I did conferences at Kennesaw. And the first one we did was to bring in Mary Madeline. And that was an interesting conference. And it was a big one-day conference with breakout sessions. And then a few years later, I left Kennesaw and, you know, got my feet off the dock and got into the boat and did my own thing. So
now at these conferences, are they educational? Are they inspirational? What goes on?
Yes. All of the above. Actually, our mission is to make a unique and significant difference in the lives of women globally. Mm-hmm. And I also have a foundation that gives academic scholarships to the women leaders of tomorrow. That's a whole other entity. And I was the founder of the Possible Woman Foundation. But the conferences themselves are generally a one-day conference. They have breakout sessions. We've had wonderful keynote speakers such as Erin Brockovich, Dr. Perricone, Elizabeth Edwards, Della Reese. Now that was a walk down memory lane when Della was here. Governor Ann Richards, Benazir Bhutto, I mean, Geraldine Ferraro, we've had some amazing speakers. Mm-hmm. And so it's all about making a unique and significant difference in the lives of women.
So you mentioned that it's not just for the veteran woman business person, but it could be the young aspiring
Absolutely.
Leader as well, right?
And in fact, really, those are the ones that we want to impact and to help them learn how to live in corporate America. Mm-hmm. Corporate America is a lot more amenable to women in high places now than it was when I was in the career field. And Celeste, I'm sure you've had experience like that. But it's it really is meant to teach them about team building, about how to deal with other people in the business environment. We even have sessions on calming yourself in meditation, like Celeste did last year. And it's really an all-inclusive one-day experience where women's lives have truly been changed. Mm-hmm. In fact, we even at one point did not only cruises, but land-based conferences that were a Friday to a Monday.
Land-based,
like in Jamaica,
right?
For example, in Mexico.
It seems like partying is also a theme to
oh,
these things.
No. Well, in fact, one year we even had a possible men segment. We had either significant others or spouses of the women that mm-hmm. came, and they had their own breakout sessions. But it was kind of interesting how that changed the dynamics of the one-day event
so
with
all
women.
So that was short-lived, right?
That was very short-lived, yes. That was sort of like going to Catholic school, right? Without the men, okay. So it's through the years, and this is our 19th annual event. Mm-hmm. Through the years, Lee, it has just evolved into a... I'm not going to say a dynasty, but into a name recognition where people know what Possible Woman is. In fact, we brand the conferences Possible Woman 15, Possible Woman 19, mm-hmm. you know. And they really are a life-changing experience. Love for you to come just to feel the
energy.
So
guys can come.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. We have a few possible men that show up. Why not you?
Why not? Now, Celeste, can you share a little bit about how you got involved with this great organization?
Absolutely. I had the pleasure, as Linda said, we met at an event, and she asked if I would participate in an upcoming conference, and I did, and that was several years ago, maybe even
more
10, I don't remember.
Several.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
I've been gone 14 years, so.
It's a while.
It's a
right.
long time.
It's a long time.
I'll tell you what, with her, if you can't beat him, you have to join him, so.
But the reason why I continue to come back, and that I think is really important, is first of all, it's mostly Linda who drives it, of course. It's her heart to help. It really mm-hmm. is genuine, and she reaches out to women that are in unique positions or have unique fields, things that aren't necessarily addressed by the typical corporation or organization, and I love that. And then it's just an opportunity to be around a lot of really fabulous women and to impart some ideas, some suggestions, some things that can actually transform lives, and it's just a great experience. So I continue to come back. Sometimes I speak, sometimes I don't, but in any event, to be supportive of such an initiative is quite wonderful.
Now, this event is, like you mentioned, typically a one-day event during the year. What happens the other 364 days of the year?
Usually on a quarterly basis, I'll come back to Atlanta and we'll do a Woman of Power and Vision, Women of Power and Vision panel. Mm-hmm. And Lee, when you look at the panelists that we have, President of AT&T Georgia, mm-hmm. Beth Adcock Shiroshi, we have President of Southern Link Wireless, Tammy Barron. These are big time women. Mm-hmm. These are the head of the C-suites here in Atlanta.
Well, it's good to see the progress. It'd be interesting to go back 19 years and look at, you know, how many women were in those mm-hmm. positions back then.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It's probably
and
dramatic,
there were
right?
not there were not as many.
Right.
For our panelists, we had to go to Betty Siegel, for example, and get the Betty Siegels of the
right.
world. Of course, there's nobody like Betty, but in fact, you need to have her on your show if you have not already done that.
I think she might have come through the doors here. I know we've had several.
Probably several times, mm-hmm. but anyway.
But do you align yourself with any women organizations here that are, you know, help the cause throughout the year?
Absolutely. In fact, I'm on the board of directors for ProWin, mm-hmm. which is the leading women's group here in
right.
town. I'm also part of the Dallas Women's Forum and the Atlanta Women's Forum.
Mm-hmm.
And those are, of course, the very top of the top here in Atlanta and Dallas. And that's a national, multinational group.
Right.
And so it's really...
And then, you know, the other thing that happens, even myself, for example, continue to engage with women after the conference, either
sure.
at ProWin. I've had the opportunity on right. several occasions to go there and just reinforce or expand on things that we talked about at the conference and, you know, connect with them one-on-one. Many of them want coaching. So it's a lot of ongoing kind of things. Some are structured,
right.
Officially structured, and some are not so. But fundamentally, really continuing to support the idea and the mission.
Are you seeing any change in young women coming up? Are they now, because there are more and more women at these higher levels, are they more, that becomes the new normal, that becomes something that they see themselves as?
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely.
And the reason why I started the Women of Power and Vision panel is that these high-level women can tell their stories.
Right.
And tell about their successes,
mm-hmm.
their challenges, and they've all had challenges getting to their position.
Sure.
Their mentors, their philosophy, their business philosophy. And it helps people out in the audience recognize that, hey, maybe one day I too can be a Beth Adcock Shiroshi or a Tammy Bearden
right.
or a Kim Bearden, for example. Disney's American Teacher of the Year. Celeste, you're going to say something.
No, yeah, I'm right there with you for mm-hmm. sure. I think the big thing for me is that we are there to expand the vision of what's possible in the people's minds.
Exactly.
If they can see themselves, if they can portray themselves there, then it's easy. It's easy to add the other pieces, but they
right.
have to see it first.
Right. They have to see that it's possible.
That's right.
And possible is in the name.
That's it.
That's not an accident, I'm sure.
Not an accident.
No, absolutely. So that's really the exciting part. And so, as a speaker, you know, I speak beyond Linda, but thank goodness she's here. But it's just seeing that light bulb come on.
Right.
Right? It's just that one
idea. It clicks
idea.
And it's like, this could be me. I can see myself on that stage some point, you know, in my career.
Absolutely. And then we provide very practical, hands-on things to do. So it's not just the vision. Okay, so here's what you
like,
do
here's
first.
Here's action steps.
Absolutely.
Right.
And that's really awesome. So.
And Lee, you have no idea during the year how many letters I get from previous attendees,
right.
how many phone calls I get saying, hey, when's your next event going to be? Because I want to be there.
Right.
In fact, I had dinner with Sloan Evans last night with Southern Company,
mm-hmm.
who is a young lady who is extremely talented. She's not even 40 years old yet, and
wow.
she was just promoted to VP of HR, Southern Company, well, Georgia Power, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing young woman. And she's bringing probably 50 people herself of her direct reports just to experience the power of what this one-day event can do.
Now, since you've been around for 19 years, are you seeing the children of some of the early people, you know, have brought their children along and participated?
Actually, yes. In fact,
that's great.
One thing that I do, there's a Yoli Seward with IBM, and she has a young daughter that I've invited several times to the event, and
mm-hmm.
she keeps coming back on a regular basis because it was a life-changing event to her.
Right.
It's about changing lives. It's not just another woman's event.
Right.
It really changes lives. And one other thing I want to mention, as you look through all the pictures in these brochures, you will find that we have diversity within the organization.
Sure.
That's one thing we believe strongly in. And diversity is not just about color. It is about age. It is about gender. It's about lots of things other than just color, right, Celeste?
Absolutely. You know, different career fields, different experiences that
right.
come to the table to exchange that information.
Right.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm
and I was going to say, we also, you know, we kick it off with networking because a big part of it is really getting people to engage.
Right.
So we have a wonderful, fun networking experience in the beginning. And then at the end, we have another networking reception. So we really want to not only provide information, but also to facilitate engagement with other
people. Some relationships, because
Absolutely.
That's the key. I'm sure you found in your career, you know, what you know is important, but who you know is also
Absolutely.
Fast forward some results.
It is all about relationship.
Right.
All about relationship. In fact, when I develop relationships, as you say, with my sponsors, they engage year to year. In fact, American Airlines was a sponsor for 18 years.
Mm-hmm.
We've had the Kroger Company, who's been a sponsor, Glenn Jenkins, for many, many years. And I develop relationships with the people within the organization. So it's not just about going to another town and doing another woman's
right.
conference. You must set up those relationships because
right.
that gives you the long-term continuity that you need to make a difference. And
well, you need the community to kind of get behind it and kind of integrate yourself within it and serve them. So it isn't that kind of transactional, hey, they're going to pop into town like the circus and then leave, right? You got to kind of put some roots down in order to really serve them.
In fact, if you'll turn that brochure over, you will see the amazing sponsors that we have, starting with AT&T, Southern Company, IBM, the Home Depot at one point, as I mentioned, the Kroger Company, Maggiano's, just amazing companies that have stuck with us through thick and thin. And, you know, every year hasn't been a great year, but
right.
It is what it is.
And then it shows that they are getting something out of it, or they wouldn't be around for, you know, dozen plus years.
Absolutely. Oh, more than a dozen. Right. Many
now,
more.
Celeste, you mentioned that the networking at the beginning. Can you kind of walk us through how the day goes?
Oh, sure. Well, I have the privilege this year, and I did last year as well, to kick it off. People often say, you have a little bit of energy. Well, okay.
We don't want to waste that, right?
We don't waste that.
A little.
Excited, just a little.
A little. Let's dance on the table, Celeste.
Might throw a song in. You never know. But bottom line is we use various ways. But this time, one of the things we do, which is really fun, is we use a game of bingo to help facilitate the process. But you know, it's engaging along the way. So I'm starting it off, and I'm also engaging, and I'm giving them tips on how you should go about networking. Because one thing, I'll just give you one tip here. I think that it's unfortunate that many times people think of networking as I'm going out to find someone that can help me.
Right. Okay?
Well, that's good. But a better way of looking at it and a more effective way in the long run is how can I help others, right? With that in mind. Yes,
right.
They
that
will help
serve
you.
Mentality, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So yes, you're seeking someone that can help you, but in the process, you're looking at what can I do to help? And that's where relationships start. Mm-hmm. That's where people really find value and they don't feel like you're just trying to prey on them. So we'll kick off the conference with some insight on how to do it well and an exercise to let them start doing
Now, how many people are there, the attendees about?
We've had attendees from 400 to 1,200. This year, we've got about 450 signed up. So,
and then are they at tables? I'm trying to picture this in my head. Is this a ballroom or is everybody standing up when they're doing bingo? How is this playing
They're standing up. So we have tables there, but y'all, yeah, they have to mingle around.
When Celeste speaks, they stand
up. Get up. I have a surprise for Linda. She doesn't know this, but I have a way. Yeah, you get them up in energy because, you know, people don't want to come and, you know, be bored.
Right.
You know, you want to come and get valuable information. Absolutely. But it's about energy. It's about tapping the emotion of this is something good, and it opens their mind to receive
and their heart.
Absolutely. Well, I touch their heart, and so, but yeah, really, and all of the speakers really bring such value there. But you have to get them ready for it. It's preparing, so that's what we'll do on Thursday. So,
is there any homework you give them before?
No.
How do you prepare?
Now, there are some speakers for the breakout sessions that have little exercises to
little
do
pre-work.
Before they get into the session that they've signed up for. So for the big one-day event, it really depends on how the speaker facilitates it.
Mm-hmm. I have some homework for them.
Okay.
And Courtney, you had me at Maggiano's. but I want to hear about these books, because I didn't realize that you're an author.
Oh, you bet your bippy.
Yes, I am an author. I actually have 7 books. It's just fabulous. It really came from speaking over the many years, and I started creating these handouts because I want to always give people so much information, and then the handouts grew and they grew, and then I did binders. It's like, I should make this a book. And so it really started in that way. But I have been speaking for a while. So it's basically topics I speak on. Dare to Succeed is one of my favorites. And it really is an acronym to help people discipline themselves and raise the bar and act. And so I put that in there, and it's very interactive book. So people not only read it, but they get practical solutions to what they need to do. And so, yeah, I have things on networking, things on people skills, the essential things to optimize success.
So there's your homework. Or your post-work, maybe.
Right. That's right. But it really is. And they're small enough. Yeah, I'll just say this as one more nugget. I realize that people don't have lots of time. And so I made them nuggets. You know, just here's the meat.
Right.
And, you know, if you grab that, you can always expand in other things. But my books are small enough, but meaty enough that you get value, but not spend a lot of time.
Have you thought about putting them in an app? That you way, know, little bite-sized things.
I have thought of that. I haven't done it, but I should do that next. Yes, I'm actually, they're being translated into ebooks and then audio this year. So
yeah, that's the next step.
It is. I'm very excited.
So in now, fact, really, with Celeste, it's not just about handing another business card to somebody and moving to the next person in 5.5 seconds. It's really about
engaging.
It is.
Now, as part of the experience, you know, going into a room with 400 or 500 people could be intimidating. Is there anything that you do to make them comfortable? Are there ambassadors or are there people that kind of help them mingle?
Absolutely. And Celeste is the one. I mean, she kicks it off. By the end of the 30-minute networking session, everybody is yelling, having a good time, singing. And some of the keynote speakers get people on their feet.
Sure.
Della Reese, for example, was amazing. And she actually sang for us.
Oh,
and I'm going to get Celeste to do a quick little something when we close the show today.
Surprise.
Surprise.
One other thing, though, I'll say that it's part of the process. You know, when they come in, I think as a speaker in particular, before getting on the platform, if you mingle with people and just kind of introduce yourself,
right.
Oh, you're a speaker. It just kind of breaks barriers. Right. So by the time you get to the platform, you already have made some friends.
Right, you got some friends.
Yeah, right. You know, and then your personality and energy kind of breaks down other barriers. You just make them feel comfortable. And so that's part of the strategy that we have.
So now you're going to go from the networking and then they go to these breakout sessions that they've already pre-scheduled? Is that how it works?
After the keynote speaker, if this is a big one-day event, then yes, you do breakout sessions. Mm-hmm. In fact, you can see the schedule on the back of that. We've got breakout sessions. They come together for the luncheon program where we have our Possible Woman Foundation Scholarship awardees presented. And that's a very quick presentation. Then we have your keynote speaker, then the Women of Power and Vision panel. Then you go back into breakouts and come back for the closing speaker. Mm-hmm. But this year we're trying a new format. We decided that we would try a half-day format from 11 to 2:30 without the breakout sessions.
Uh-huh.
And we'll see how the sponsors and the attendees like it. And they get to vote on what we do next year.
There you go. Let the people decide, right?
That's right. You betcha.
So now you decided at Maggiano's. How did you select that as a location, and how did you select the speakers?
Well, actually, we're not doing it at Maggiano's. They're just one of our sponsors.
Oh, they're the sponsor.
We're doing it at the Atlanta Marriott Marquis, another one of our sponsors, and at the Imperial Ballroom, on the second level. And they have done a wonderful job for us the past few years. We've had it there like 5 years.
And how do you decide the speakers?
Sometimes
I would think they'd be
know, nothing happens by chance in life. For example, the year I had Dr. Perricone, I was in Barnes & Noble just wandering around, saw his latest book, picked it up, read it. I'm going, hey, he would be a great speaker. Somehow tracked him down, called him. He flew down on his private jet at his expense, stayed at the 5-star whatever here in Atlanta at his expense, didn't want me to book him. He took care of everything, and he was an amazing speaker.
Mm-hmm.
He really has done some wonderful things for women. And so it just happens. But I have to have diversity within the group of speakers that I select.
So now, is this the first time that the Ron Clark Academy has been involved, or somebody from that organization? That's a wonderful organization.
It is a wonderful group. In fact, no, Kim Bearden was a closing keynote speaker a few years ago. I never repeat my speakers, but she was so dynamic. I mean, literally, she jumps on tables. She jumped up on a table.
That sounds like a recurring theme.
During
here.
Her, yeah. Oh, you have no idea. No idea. Yes, just see us in Jamaica. Okay. Kim is an amazing person. Not only is she co-director of the Ron Clark Academy and executive director, she is also Disney's American Teacher of the Year. She has a 25-year-old daughter, she and her husband. Daughter's name is Madison. This year, they have adopted 3 13-year-old boys from Soweto, South Africa, who lived in abject poverty there. And here they are in Atlanta, Georgia, having Kim Bearden be their mother. I mean, there's not a whole lot you can do better than that, yeah, I'll tell
you. That's a lottery ticket for them.
Yeah, you betcha.
So now, some of these panelists, obviously, we mentioned they're C-level executives. Now, the people that are they going to be just watching them, or like how do you create that kind of interactive experience for the people?
It's very interactive. We always have Q&As afterwards. Mm-hmm. So I have a moderator, Maria Sutej, who used to be a very high-level executive with Avon and now owns her own company. She just started a business making dresses for women that are size 12 and up. Mm-hmm. So very fascinating woman. She's doing the moderating of the panel, and she actually gets each speaker to tell their story and what they've experienced in their lives. And then we open it to the floor for a Q&A because that gives people the opportunity to interact with these C-level people.
Right. It's kind of like the Oprah after the show experience.
Absolutely.
So you get to, you know, you know, they do what they do, but then you kind of get to see them. The real them.
Sure. That's right. And they're available afterward. And so they have a lot of people come up and talk with them after pictures, of course. Don't forget the pictures, Celeste.
Is that no? Yeah, there's a special part where there's pictures with
absolutely.
The attendees?
We have to, throughout the day, I have a photographer there. Absolutely.
That's important. When did you discover that as being an important component?
Day one. Day one. That's right.
So any other surprises?
Yes.
Well, they won't be surprises if she tells you about them.
That's right. There you go.
Good point, Stone. So thank you.
Don't give away the good stuff.
So I know come on Thursday, you'll get it.
And actually, there are some other groups that have panels from time to time, but nothing in Atlanta has got the format that I have with a keynote speaker and a Women of Power and Vision panel. Mm-hmm. So we try to offer it all and give people what they're looking for.
Now, you mentioned a scholarship earlier. Can you talk about that, how someone applies for that and what makes them a good
you don't
recipient?
Qualify.
I'm out.
You're out. Live your life.
Actually, we started at the first point with the Possible Woman Foundation. It was to disadvantaged women and women who had been abused from all over the United States. And then we decided to narrow the field a little because it was very difficult. I mean, we were getting literally thousands of applications
and then,
on personal fax machines.
That
and
is
so,
not
like,
an easy thing to read through all those.
No. Well, we have a scholarship committee, of course, and our foundation has been around since spring of 2001. And we've given over, almost $1 million in scholarships. Mm-hmm. We've had amazing benefactors. And we decided to change our mission to the Women Leaders of Tomorrow and to contain the scholarships only to women attending universities and colleges in Georgia. So even though I'm from Texas, and I live in Texas now, I come back to Atlanta every month, and it's like I've got friends. It's like my hometown in a lot of ways. Don't tell anyone from Texas that. But anyway, I love Atlanta. Love its people. Love the trees. We don't have trees in Texas. And so anyway, the scholars that we have selected this year, we have 10 of them from Georgia Tech, from Spelman, from Morehouse. Again, a very diverse group of young ladies who are powerful. Women studying to be astrophysicists. I mean, it's like mind-boggling. These kids, they're not kids from
are
Georgia
they
Tech.
From high school, or so they're already in college.
They are in
so they
college.
Have
most
to be
of them.
In college, and then they apply.
Well, not necessarily, but for some reason, all of them that
happen
we've gotten happen to be. And we go to the financial aid offices of the different colleges here to get names and recommendations from the financial aid department about who would qualify for the scholarships.
Right.
And these young ladies are just amazing. We'd love to have you come to Starry Night. That will be at Maggiano's Stone tomorrow night at 6:30.
Well, I'll tell you, maybe you come back and we bring some of them in here and we interview them. How
love
would you like
it.
That?
That's a good idea.
We would love that.
Huh? Let's shine the light on them and kind of reward their efforts.
Absolutely. That would be wonderful.
So
thank
Starry
you.
Night, you're raising money for that, right?
Absolutely.
Yes. So say more about that.
Pull your checkbook out.
Yes, please. You got it.
This is our annual fundraiser, and we do it at Maggiano's because, quite frankly, it's not as expensive as a lot of the country clubs around here. Mm-hmm. It's a little more affordable. So what we get from that evening, we can afford to give more to our scholarships.
Exactly, and that's what it's all about.
Exactly. That's exactly what it's all about. And so we've got probably 100 people signed up so far, and but there's always room for another two. So,
so, so, now,
go ahead.
Well, I know the primary purpose of today's segment is to promote this event, but I'd like to get the conversation focused back where I think it really belongs, on me.
It's good, Sam.
Well, I want to take advantage of the fact that we have you in our house. Mm-hmm. We're trying to grow our network of mm-hmm. Business Radio X studios all over the country. And so beginning to find ourselves in kind of a mentoring role for studio operator entrepreneurs. And as I understand it, you have a great deal of experience participating in formal and I suspect informal mentoring kinds of exchanges and programs. What advice, if any, would you have for a firm like ours to structure their mentoring and anything you can offer that would help us?
I have a question. Do you already have a structure of any form?
No.
Well,
you know, Lee and I've done a few interviews.
Improv. It's all about improv.
And we've secured a few
and
underwriters.
You do it very well.
Yes, and it's all about yes, and.
So we'd love to get counsel from both of you if you're up for it. I mean, we take all the help we can get.
I'll give a shot, and then Melinda certainly can do that as well. I think first, what's really important is being very clear what your outcome is. Why are you doing this? What's the goal?
The big why.
What's the big why? I mean, because that will drive all of your decisions mm-hmm. on who you would bring in and how you would approach them and the time frame and all of that. It's being very clear of why you want to do it and what's the outcome when you do it. What's the outcome? What's the payoff?
Right.
And what's the time frame that you prefer? It may change, but coming up with a target time frame, which is really critical. A lot of people have visions, but they never put a deadline on it.
Right.
And it's your deadline. You can always change it, but without it, or with it, let's put it that phrase, with a deadline, it drives you. It mm-hmm. drives all activities. So I would say be very clear of the outcome, the goal, what's the objective, how would you define success when it's done?
Right.
This is what it looks like, and this is when I want it done, and that deadline. Okay, so then you back up from that and determine, okay, so what has to happen, steps along the way, and that's in general what I would say is the first steps.
And be sure to write those goals down,
without question.
It's a proven fact that people that write their goals down have a 98% chance
Absolutely.
Of achieving those goals. That's mm-hmm. very important. And I would add, too, that it's important to have a coach of some kind or a mentor.
Right.
And for example, in our scholarship awardees, they are paired with our board of directors and we have a mentoring program these young ladies.
Great.
So
that's worth more than the money.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no kidding.
And I find that absolutely correct. You know, that I'm also a coach and I have people who are extremely successful. It's not like I'm giving them something to be successful. They just want to make sure they're accountable, they're clear,
right.
because we can all get swayed and off track. And so
there's a lot of shiny objects out there.
A lot of shiny objects, right? And it's so easy to do that. But, you know, being able to have someone that will keep you on point and be that mirror, as I call myself a mirror, to do that. So those would be things I would suggest you do. And then, again, having it written down, and then every day, do something toward it. It doesn't have to be huge, but something toward it.
A little bit every day.
A little bit.
Adds up.
Every single day. Yeah, that's going to move there. And talk about it to everybody.
So I'm feeling like the ideal selection pool for studio operators are people who are part of this organization, those aspiring entrepreneurs are the people. I mean, I think those are the type of people
right.
that are going to be open to and embrace processes like that and going to be lifelong learners.
Absolutely.
Well, and Celeste mentioned to tell other people, but be careful how you do that.
That's
tell
true.
People that you are aligned with, that are
right.
aligned with
philosophically,
your goals.
Right?
Yes.
Because that's also a trap, just because, you know, that seems good on paper, but if in actuality your values aren't aligned, that you don't want to be involved with that, right?
That's correct. You do have to be strategically aligned and mm-hmm. smart about it.
So, right.
Yeah.
And if you share things with people who support your goals, again, you'll have a better chance
right.
of achieving them.
Right.
And Celeste and I might be willing to take you two on.
Yes.
I'm not sure, Celeste. What do you think?
That's something we could talk about. Okay. Yes.
Well, it's an interesting point, though, because I suspect even well-meaning, well-intentioned people who don't really identify or buy into, you know, some pretty ambitious goals could maybe inadvertently, unintentionally pull you away from what you're trying to, like, I mean, a family member, like a well-meaning
right.
mother or aunt, right?
There's saboteurs out there, right? If you're not careful.
Absolutely. And that's exactly what I was going to say as far as your family. Some of the people that you would think would be supportive may not be.
Right.
And it's not that they don't want you to be successful, but remember, with you moving forward or you being successful, what does that mean for them? Am
right.
I going to lose
And
time
how do they see
whatever?
Themselves or really? A dynamic of a relationship that could be decades old? They're holding
Correct.
You. Treating you
Change.
Like you're 10, you know.
That's right. So it's, you know, you have to be mindful. It's not they necessarily want to undermine you, but they may be fearful of what that means for them.
Right.
And that could be a brother or a sister or a spouse.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So you've got to be very careful.
Yeah. Choose wisely with your partner,
wisely.
Your life partner, right?
Yes.
So now, but this is an example of some of what happens at the
These
session,
kinds of
I would imagine, right? This
Absolutely.
Kind of depth and this kind of insight, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, you have no idea. Mm-hmm. We had a Dr. Marge Barlow on. Marge is, at this point, 85 years old.
Mm-hmm.
She works for Interface, makes probably $100,000 a year with them, travels around the world doing speeches and bringing the company together. She has done so much for the executives at Interface. She's just an amazing person. Celeste knows her. She calls herself a wise old woman, and she truly, truly is wise. The depth and level of the conversations that we have within these groups
right.
are what makes this event so special and so life-changing.
I want to underscore that because I think it's really important. When Linda mentioned earlier about the diversity, not just with race, but in age, because you do have people who are seasoned, right?
Right.
So you have that wisdom component, but you also have younger people who's got that energy and new idea component,
right.
and you have the combination of everything in between all there, which is different because some conferences and some meetings are geared exclusively to maybe, you know, millennials or whatever,
right.
and some otherwise. But I think you get the combination there and that insight. It's something about that wisdom piece that it's really powerful. So.
And it's also, it seems philosophically, the group is so collaborative, those different groups can kind of meld together, and then you really get some synergies that wouldn't have happened, like you said, if they were just one pile
Focus.
Of people, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It's wonderful.
Well, thank you both for being part of the show today. It's been wonderful. Let's make sure that we tell our listeners where they can go to learn more.
Absolutely. We are still taking reservations. It's
mm-hmm.
the Atlanta Marriott Marquis, May the 7th. Starting at 11, actually you can be there at 10:30. We have exhibitors that are doing makeup applications that have wonderful goodies to give the attendees. We have a goodie bag with some wonderful things in it from Alouette and from me and
mm-hmm.
from a lot of our sponsors. They can sign up at windenterprises.com or possiblewoman.com. And just click the Register Now button. It's a very inexpensive conference. It's only $100 for the experience of a lifetime.
And Celeste, if somebody wants to learn more about your organization and your coaching?
Please go to CelesteJohnson.com. But let me be clear. The Johnson is without the H. So it's Celeste, JohnSon.com. CelesteJohnson.com. It'd be great to hear from you.
All right. Well, thank you both for being part of the show today.
All right, Celeste, just a second. Quick song.
Oh, no. Okay, we do the impossible dream. To dream the impossible dream. To write the unrightable wrong or something like that. Anyway, you'll get come to the conference and get it, right?
I want the possible dream.
Yeah, you'll get it. You'll get it.
Change the words.
They're
so
sitting
the
right in front of you.
The possible okay. dream. That's right.
Thank you both. We
Thank
totally
you.
Enjoyed it.
All right. Yes. This is Lee Cantor for Stone Payton. We will see you all next time on Atlanta Business Radio.